what a great group. Good morning. I'm not just Pastor April usually sit right here, right in the middle of you?
Yeah.
Does she sit facing this way?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do just what Pastor April does if I can. My name is Pastor Elizabeth, and I'm a friend of Pastor April's, and I'm here while she's away today. Boy, what a great group you are. This is wonderful. The first service, there were just three people, and so you all have multiplied. I wanted to talk to you today about baptism and remembering Jesus' baptism and also remembering our own baptisms. Does anybody remember the day that you were baptized? You remember it? Yeah? Were you a little baby or not too long ago? Yeah? Yeah, what was it? Do you remember about how old you were? No, but you remember? Was it here? No, in another place? Another church? Yeah, that's great. Anybody else? Anybody else remember? Or did you ever see somebody being baptized here in this church? Or another church? Yeah? Yeah, what happened? Was it this font that was used? This bowl? On the stand and water got poured in. Do you remember that? Yeah. Well, some of you may have been baptized when you were little babies, and so you probably don't remember it because you were so little, but I bet your parents would remember it. And you might ask your parents after church today, or your grandparents, or your brothers or sisters who are older, if they remember. Yeah.
What does baptized mean?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. What does baptized mean? That's a really important place to start, doesn't it? Why don't we start with this picture of Jesus? Because this is a picture that helps us imagine the baptism of Jesus. Sorry, it's kind of little. But if it was the first time that someone who was Christian, who was Jesus, was baptized, really it means being washed in the water. That's basically what it means. But for us, it means a whole lot more than that. And it goes back to the day that Jesus went to the river. He went to the Jordan River, and his cousin, who's standing in the background, his cousin, do you know his cousin's name? It was John, John the Baptist. John baptized Jesus in the river. John helped Jesus go under the water and come back up. And when Jesus came back up, something amazing happened. And in the Bible, it tells us the sky opened. You can see how the clouds parted. And the Spirit of God came down on Jesus' head. And Jesus heard the loud voice of God coming from the clouds saying to Jesus, "You are my son. You're my child. And I love you through and through. I always have and I always will." And that was God speaking to Jesus. But those same words are what God says to us in our baptisms. So when we're baptized, we get water put on our heads usually, or maybe in some churches they get all the way wet. We don't usually go into a river anymore, but you could. You could get baptized in a river like Jesus did. And you don't really expect to hear a voice from the clouds, but you hear a voice from your church family, from your minister, and from the people who surround you, to remind you that in baptism, what it means is that God loves you through and through, always has and always will. Yes.
Sometimes, like in other churches, do you get baptized with like oil or something?
You can get oil along with the baptism. The oil often is what we call anointing. It's another way of remembering God's love for you. That's right. You can have oil put on you. You can have water in your baptism. And the water is really the most basic sign for us. The water is the sign we really can look at to remember God's love. Every time you use water, every time you see water, you can remember that God washes us in the water of God's love. So maybe this week, how about every time you see some water, every time you take a shower or take a bath or wash your face or hands or take a drink of water, can you remember the word baptism and remember that it means not only washing with water, but that God loves you through and through. And God always has known and loved you, the person you are, just the way you are. And God will always love you just the way you are. Will you remember that? Let's bow our heads and have a prayer together. Do we hold hands and pray? Okay. Thank you, God, for this circle of your beloved children. Thank you that you love us so much that you sent us Jesus and that you taught us about baptism so that we can always remember how much we love you. You love us and that we carry that love with each other. Teach us how to be your children in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all.